Sitting with my dearest dear by a little purling spring, in the pleasant time of year, pleasant time of year, when the little birds do sing, straight I was resolved to move her, for to know how she inclined, and to tell her that I loved her, and desired to know her mind. Then quoth I, my pretty Nancy, well thou know'st thou hast my heart. Thou alone art she, I fancy, alone art she, I fancy, and can only cure my smart. Tell me then, my pretty fair one, when you mean to change your life. Tell me quickly then, my dear one, when you will be Willie's wife.
Truly, William, then, quoth Nancy, men, they say, are grown so strange. Every one they'll swear they fancy, so they may perhaps for change. You may freely say your pleasure, I can hear without distaste. Marriage should be done with leisure, and I'm sure I'm not in haste.
Will you be a peevish creature, and deny yourself a cure? Who could teach you such ill nature, teach you such ill nature? Not your mother, I am sure. She was scarce arrived at 14 when she lost a single life, and was pleased so well with courting that she soon became a wife.
This I know is her confession, but I've heard her oft to pray that I might have more discretion, might have more discretion, and to wait a longer day. Therefore I do tell you fairly, some years more I mean to waste. Though indeed I love you dearly, yet I am not so much in haste.
Well, quoth he, have you consented? Gave me hope, though very cold. If you have not again repented, have not again repented, I shall have you when you're old. I have patience, and you know it, still to wait on you whilst life, and will never think much to do it, if that you will be my wife.
Now, quoth she, I'm sure you love me, since you are content to stay, and your patience does so move me, patience does so move me, I will marry you this day. Now I see you love me dearly, we no longer time will waste, and I do declare it clearly that I am as much in haste. Hand in hand these lovers walked, many a kiss she did exchange, many a vow pass as they talked, vow pass as they talked, that their hearts should never range. To the church he did conduct her, where the priest did end the strife, and so well he did instruct her, she that day was William's wife.